This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Now on Joy 94.9, this is The Glow Show with your host, Victoria Police LGBTI Liaison Officer Gabrielle Tyack, Joy's own Will Lanting, with a range of Victoria Police staff and Joy volunteers coming together to inform and support our diverse LGBTI communities. Here is The Glow Show on Joy.
Can't live with me, can't live without me, can you?
I know.
Mainly the latter.
Former. No, latter.
You are listening to The Glow Show on Joy 94.9. I am Will Anting, joined by the ever lovely Gabrielle Tyack.
Well, you almost got your name wrong and you nearly got my name wrong.
But I'll get my name right. I'm Beck Lawther. Yay!
I was going to introduce her.
But she doesn't do it herself. You never need to introduce
I'll do
Beck.
It myself. Highway Patrol.
Yes. It's been so long.
Beck, how are you?
Also, sidebar, Your Honour, I am having our theme song as my ringtone. FYI.
Really?
Yeah.
You like it that much?
I love it so much.
We've missed you.
We've missed you too.
Speak
me
for
and
yourself,
my other personalities.
I've kind of missed you.
Yeah. Well, I'm back. It's all good.
You're back to finish off the year.
I know. Really?
I know. 5 minutes ago it was New Year's
Eve.
No,
not coming back before the end of the year. Oh my goodness.
Well, make a couple of we want calls. You back every week.
You're back. Yep. Give me my own show. Let's go.
You are a Glow Show regular. You know.
I am because I have fun things for people. Last time I think we spoke about parking, didn't we?
We yes. did.
Do you know how many text messages I've had? Like, Beck, is this a parking ticket?
One was from me.
One was from Gabby.
And it was a parking ticket.
And it was a parking ticket. Seriously.
Oi.
You got none from me.
No, that's true.
Because I'm Mr. Goody Two Shoes.
You are, surprisingly enough.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah. Okay. Read the sign, Gabby.
There was no sign.
She needs to read a book. Anyway, that's fine. Here we are. I'm so excited.
Highway Patrol, how's it been out
there? Yay. So, things. Things. So, every time you ask me that, I always say all the things. And I tried not to say that this time and I just said things. So, now I sound a little dopey. But anyway, we've been very busy. And, of course, we're coming up to the start of the silly season. For me, the start of the silly season is the Melbourne show.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Which is then followed closely by the Spring Racing Carnival.
Which is really even sillier.
Which is so silly.
And it starts early. The silly season starts early
for me.
You.
It starts Melbourne show and it finishes with Grand Prix in March. That's
Whoa,
my
that's
silly
a
season.
Long silly season.
Yes. And then I sleep for 6 months. No, I don't sleep. I continue on. But that's when all our big events. So, of course, it's beautiful weather, you know, starts at, you know, spring is here and then March is the end of summer. And
so you kind of hibernate.
In the winter, I don't hibernate in the winter, but it's just different kind of busy, I guess. So
Cold busy,
yeah.
So I assume by what you're saying is we have an increased problem with drink and maybe drug driving as well. Is that what we're
alluding
to?
Well, it's weird, isn't it? Because I come up with my own theories. Mm. You know how you're like, oh my God, it's Thursday, so this is going to happen. My theories are in winter, nobody wants to catch public transport or walk, so they drive. So they drink drive. And then in summer, there's more people drinking, so they drink drive. Do you know? So it doesn't
People
doesn't
are just
stop.
Always drink driving.
However,
we know this is true.
Anecdotally speaking, this time of the year is more prolific in our drink and drug driving, specifically both. I was going to say one or the other, and then I chose not to.
Well, it's why we call it silly season.
Oh, my God, it's so silly. So first of all, end of year work functions. Guys, you need to organize. I want to swear a little bit, but I'm not going to because there's no
We can bleep you out.
No, I don't want to.
I can make the bleep noise.
So you guys need to sort your stuff out in how you're going to transport your tiny selves to your work party, have a couple of drinks and then get home without having to risk drink driving. So my first tip for those that organize the Christmas work do's. Now, I organize my Christmas work function because for some reason I've been lugged with that job for the last 11 years at Melbourne Highway. First of all, don't organise your Christmas work function on a Friday.
Why is that?
Because people don't like leaving their cars in the city on a Friday because it goes into the weekend. They're not at work. They want their cars to go with them home. So my tip is have your work function midweek and everyone can catch public transport in and or drive in, catch public transport home and then come to work the next day and they don't feel like they're going to the city for no reason. So that's my first tip.
Okay.
Now, that theory has not been tested and there is no resulted surveys on whether that works. However, that's my theory.
You know what we're doing for our Christmas party? Oh. And we're police, so we shouldn't be drink driving. That's just
well,
not
that's
happening.
Not going to happen, but yes.
We're having a breakfast Christmas function.
Well, that sounds ridiculous. Who has breakfast?
It sounds safe.
It's the new thing.
Yeah, but you have mimosas, don't you? And Bloody Marys and stuff. Is that what's going to happen?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness me. Anyway, I wish I had an invite.
And it's during the middle of the week.
What?
During the middle of the week and breakfast. So,
okay. So you're taking Beck's advice.
All right. Yeah, see? Before she even gave it.
I think that's great. I think that's really great.
Let's move on.
Anyway, let's move right along.
Yeah, look, and once again, we don't want to tell you what you should be doing, but you just need to talk about this issue of drink driving and how stupid it is and so on and so forth.
You know, it's stupid and you risk, you know, that's something. I mean, we're going to chat about this new impound laws that have changed.
Oh, I'd like to, but certainly on that note, I mean, it when you're going out and having a party or you're planning out going out and having a drink, you should adopt this simple formula. Is I'm having a drink.
Yeah,
it's no car. It's as simple as that. Make other arrangements before
pretend
you start
it's
getting
zero.
On.
It's correct. Zero. Just pretend it's zero.
Because I assume that the way the laws are definitely going to be going in the future, you just won't be able to manage it. So
I just feel like I should buy a harp because I just harp on about it so much, and you know, I think culturally the message is getting through. People don't go, "Oh, I'm going to have a crack at driving the car home tonight, Jimmy," and then everyone's like, "Yeah, you're a hero." I don't think anybody does that anymore. I think you're a bit of a loser, mate.
Well, whilst it's 0.05 at the moment, certainly like one beer is definitely not going to put you over the limit. But I think where people then start getting into the mistake, it's like, well, I'm having a great time with my mates and I weigh this much and I'm that tall and the temperature such and such and they're trying to do all these mathematical algorithms.
And then the planets align and what's Pluto doing today? I don't know.
And then they go, damn it, I'll have that second beer.
Stop it.
And off they go, bang.
Don't.
And
don't. And also just keep a lookout for your mates as well. Like if you reckon New Zealand have got an amazing drink driving ad and it was this young kid who's having an internal conflict because his mate's going to drive home and he doesn't want him to. And that whole conversation you have in your head and he just said, don't drive, you've had too much to drink. Okay, what a legend. You know, like look after each other because seriously, you do not want to be waking up the next day to hear somebody's been involved in a collision and hurt somebody else or themselves. So, you know, we go over it, we bang on about the same thing all the time, but we're still, you know, successfully catching drink drivers every day. So,
and you will continually bang on whilst you are catching.
People just need to listen to this show more.
Yes, well, that's true. But
we need to get the Highway Patrol Glow show out there more often.
We do.
Educating.
And hopefully you will all sit down and talk about this with your mates and your workmates.
Oh, they'll be like, did you listen to Beck on the Glow show? She's so funny.
I'm going to
leave my
car
here tonight because I know she'll impound it.
She will too.
Oh, so bad.
So just quickly, remind everybody what sort of penalties and issues are they going to find themselves in at what levels when they're caught at drink driving?
Drink driving, well, there's no demerit points anymore. First offence between 0.05 and 0.07, so that's very low range, 3 months off the road straight away.
Yep.
Plus, you got to do a drink driving course. Plus, you'll end up with about $500.
Yeah.
Plus, you'll end up with an interlock in your car. Plus, you can't drive any car that hasn't got an interlock. Plus, you'll have to have it for 6 months. Plus, that costs about $1,000.
And you probably lose your job.
Plus, who wants some, like, you know, say you're going out on a first date and she gets in the car and you're like, hey, just give me a minute while I blow into my interlock. She'll be like, blow out the door because I'm not going on a date with you. Not sexy, guys. Not sexy.
So when we go medium high range.
And you know what? When you blow into those interlocks, you know, you don't blow straight into it. You have to hum at the same time. You have to go, like that. So you're going to hum, blow into an interlock while your new date's in the front seat. She'll be out of there will be out of there so quick. Not cool.
Can I say for the gay community, it's not actually sexy. An appeal, but we won't go there. So.
So just think of how unsexy it is, that's
it,
all.
It is unsexy. Well, yeah. Maybe for some, but it is very costly, which is the main thing.
Yeah. So plan. Plan, plan, plan.
Yeah, don't drink. If you can't plan, leave your car there.
Have a drink. Don't drive. Don't drink. You can
please,
drive. Keep it simple.
Please, you're really keep getting it. Annoying now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so our impound laws have changed.
Mm.
So drink driving 0.1 or above, I take your car for 30 days.
What? Saying is this coming in or come in?
It's already come in.
So if you blow 0.1.
If you blow 0.1. If you blow any other reading, so even low range, 0.05, and you've already been convicted of drink driving at 0.1, I take your car.
Oh, do you get to drive it?
I do not get to drive it.
Tow truck.
I don't. The tow truck.
But you just take it.
We take it for 30 days.
But every time you come in here, Beck, there's some new laws in relation to traffic.
I have to keep abreast
and drink
of
driving.
All these things.
But why are they changing so much?
I think they're trying to move forward with making things a little bit there is no silver bullet. So we're trying to adjust the penalties so people take it a little bit more seriously, and we're taking these people that are a risk to the community off the roads for a longer period of time and making people think twice about it. If you're thinking about that second beer and you're like, oh, well, if I'm only low range, it's just 10 points and I've got 10 points and I can pay a fine, no problem. But now if it's 3 months off the road and an interlock and a drink driving course, then, you know, that may change people's perspective and opinion on how they, you know, make that judgment.
One thing
we're trying different things.
Well, that's good. Mm. One thing we haven't tried, as far as I'm aware, or certainly not since I've lived in Victoria, New South Wales, because I'm from there, I know that every holiday period,
yes,
they bring in double demerits,
okay,
and double fines,
yes.
And I know when I lived up there, when I was a lot younger, that was certainly a deterrent, because we're thinking, okay, well, that's a lot of money, and also a lot of points you're going to lose if you do anything wrong.
Yeah. So, this has been an ongoing thing for a little while. So I think after the break, we'll discuss this further.
Sounds
yes,
good to me.
We shall. You're with The Glow Show on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to The Glow Show on Joy. Back soon. Welcome back. This is The Glow Show on Joy.
Welcome back to The Glow Show. You're here with Gabby and Will and our lovely, one of our most favourite guests, Beck Lawther from Highway Patrol.
I'm not sure. I feel like
you're not a guest, are you?
You didn't want me to be here before, but now you do.
What do you mean?
Gabby?
You mean?
No, Gabby's like, no, I don't like her that much.
Beck's here, whatever.
God, I've had a sleepless night waiting for this.
We love you, Beck. I was just playing hard to get.
Okay, great. Okay, so let's go back to double demerits. New South Wales have double demerits. Victoria don't. Mm. There's numerous reasons why we don't, but one of the big issues here, we have demerit point bond and then demerit point suspensions, and those periods of time over the Christmas holidays and those holiday breaks where we do double demerits, it can get a little bit confusing with people losing their licenses when they didn't realise it was a double demerit point period and all that sort of stuff. So we try and keep it works for New South Wales, and that's fine. They've been doing it for ages, but we keep it a little bit more consistent here.
All right.
I've got a really silly question about the demerit points.
Okay.
I've had this argument with a number of people. Do you earn demerit points or do you lose demerit points?
So when you get your licence, you are on zero.
Right.
You earn demerit points.
Right. So when you get 12 points, you get a good kick on the...
Yeah. So when you get 12 points, you get offered a good demerit, like good behaviour bond, so a demerit point bond. So you can keep your licence as long as you don't accumulate any points over a period of 12 months. And then after that 12 months, your demerit points reset back to zero. Unless you're a probationary licence holder, then you get 5 points in every 12 months.
Now, I've had a lot of people... I'm Mr. Goody Two Shoes, so I actually then technically have zero.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that get a speed camera fine. They say to you, "Oh, can you? I'll pay the bill, but can you accept the fine? So, because I got no more points."
No.
Tell me how naughty that is.
Let's see. It's a federal offence because you'll be signing a statutory declaration saying that somebody else was the driver at the time. And here's a hint: our cameras, our road safety cameras now, are such high quality that in some of them that are front on cameras. We can see who's driving.
So it is a very silly, very dangerous,
very
dangerous illegal thing to do.
Yeah. So the best thing to do is don't speed.
Mm.
Oh, that's That's interesting, well, isn't
you,
it?
You have said it is a volunteer
it
payment system.
It is a voluntary tax, so feel free to pay it. And and if you get the points, then, yeah, you get the points. Also, I mean, if you're sitting on 9, 10, 11 points, you probably need to reassess your
driving.
How
you drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep.
That's interesting.
So I'm going to make a confession here.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're waiting. So, Melbourne's waiting.
Are you reconsidering?
No. No, I've already said, can you edit this out? So in July last year, I got my motorcycle learner permit because I have a scooter and that's how I get around. And I'm a very careful rider. And I've got boys at work that ride the police motorcycles, so they are great at giving me tips on riding and everything. Well, I am 37 years old, and I've obviously had my license since I was 18. I've never had a speeding ticket, never had a demerit point.
Congrats.
And I got a demerit
point. Until you got the scooter.
I got the scooter, and I got photographed by a mobile camera speeding. Less than 10 k's over, it was 7 k's over the speed limit. So I got a demerit point.
That would have been an inquiry by Professional Standards Command for sure,
my goodness.
Wouldn't it?
You know what? Can I just tell you, I was so disappointed because
it is heartbreaking,
I obviously, in the job that I'm in, I like to, you know, be able to say, well, I've never had a demerit point, and unfortunately, I have had a demerit point.
It's because it can be easy to speed if you're not paying attention.
There are no excuses. I'm not going to give any excuses, but my main issue with my little scooter is that I have to move my head down to see the speedo. So, and unfortunately, they can take off quite quickly. So I obviously lacked attention for that period of time, but it shows you that anybody can be susceptible to those sort of offending. I can tell you that I sit 10 k's under on the scooter as often as I can now. I'm a little bit more experienced with feeling what the speed's like.
And it's true. Just because we're police officers doesn't mean we can do things wrong or make mistakes,
and
but
doesn't
at least
mean
we
that
acknowledge
we're,
it. It's,
well, and also doesn't mean we're exempt when we're not, you know,
yeah,
working.
That's true.
So. Which is an important note.
Anyway, that's enough of confession sessions. Let's move on. I feel terrible. Oh.
Now we've got Christmas holidays coming up.
Holidays.
We talked about everyone having a bit too, or having one too many. Which
yes,
is really easy done.
Drinking always. Very, the other issue is fatigue, obviously, and I've spoken about sleep before. But everyone's
well worth talking about.
Yeah,
because we know that during these holiday periods, the road toll, the number of accidents,
yes,
and deaths, serious injuries increase.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, we saw it over the Melbourne Cup weekend too.
We know this, yes.
So people tend to go away. We're talking about country roads. It's not so prevalent in the city, but it's certainly prevalent on those big wide open roads.
And it's because people aren't used to driving on different roads.
Totally, or they're so used to it that they're complacent.
Or they're tired,
or
fatigued,
they're tired, and you
not
know
paying
what?
Attention.
The first thing generally, if you go into a single vehicle collision in the country, and I used to work at Ararat, so I've got experience working highway patrol out there, is the first thing you think of is fatigue, because you can get so used to a road knowing that left bend, right bend, right bend, right bend, left bend, straight, that you become complacent. And it is actually really difficult to concentrate at night as well. There's nothing to stimulate your eyes other than the constant hypnotic white lines rushing past you and the reflectors rushing past you, that eventually your body will say, okay, well, time for sleeping. So it's up to everybody to take responsibility. You know, we talk about the 2 hours and we talk about power naps. Personally, I don't agree with a 15-minute power nap. You need to give yourself an hour. So sleep for 35, 45 minutes, and then before you start driving, you need to give your body about 15, 20 minutes to half an hour to wake up properly before you can continue driving. So we've been going on about 15-minute power naps for a very long time. I personally don't agree with them. It needs to be significantly longer than that. That 15 minutes is not significant enough to give you any more additional time. And even a 1 hour nap, a 45 or 1 minute hour nap, will only last so long before all of those chemicals in your brain continue doing what you need to do. The only thing to cure fatigue is sleep.
And I think what you've said about once you wake up, to take that time to actually wake up. Because how often are we waking up, getting straight in the car and driving when we're still half asleep?
Yep. So you need to give your body enough time for those awaken hormones.
Hormones.
We used to call them awaken hormones, in being in that awakened state.
Yeah.
So those awaken hormones, there's no point in me using technical terms for those to kick in so that we can then go back out on the road and do what we need to do. So let's personally throw out the 15-minute thing, go for 45 minutes, an hour of napping. It's still a nap. It's still polyphasic or... biphasic sleep.
They're the hard words. Go back to awaken hormones.
Awaken hormones. You don't like that, so I'm going technical. Mm-hmm. Make sure you give yourself 20 minutes, half an hour to wake up before you continue driving. And if you can drive with somebody else, if you can have somebody else in the car and you can alternate, then that's great. But just remember that the sleep that you have in the car is also not quality sleep. So we really need to start planning a lot better.
So the great thing to get out of all of this, talk among your friends and family, is plan your trip. Don't push yourself.
Yep.
Allow plenty of time.
Yeah, and also keep your family members up to date with where you are and what time you're expected to arrive, so that they can come find you if they need to. And, you know, the thing is, if you're on a... This is very, very somber, but if you're on a very quiet country road and you have a crash and you're not able to communicate, then you could be there for a long time. So keep people, you know, an expected time of arrival or an estimated time of arrival, and keep them up to date. I'm just pulling over to have a sleep for an hour.
So sleep is important.
Definitely.
Speed, keeping within the speed limit is important.
Yes.
What about seatbelts? Is that still an issue?
Seatbelts are always an issue.
How can you not put a seatbelt on?
I don't know. So I have to wear an equipment.
Most modern cars have alarms. If I'm moving my car and I don't put my seatbelt, it yells at me in my car.
I've dealt with people that plug their seatbelt in, fasten their seatbelt, and then sit in front of it.
You're joking.
So that the alarm doesn't go off, but they don't have to wear their seatbelt. There's means and ways around it.
What were you saying about having all your gear on?
I've got an equipment vest. So, you know, there's a big thing, and when I put my seatbelt on, I can't feel it because it's on my...
The amount of times
I've gone to get out of the car, nearly...
Almost every time, Beck.
Seatbelt.
Now, new cars are coming.
Yes.
Please tell me it's the Merc. Please tell me it's the Merc.
We are looking at Mercedes at the moment. Yeah. So we're not 100% sure on exactly what it is, but we're having a modified engine put into. So yeah, we're changing and swapping a few things around. The BMWs are out on the road, and you'll see those. And there's an advertisement coming out. You know, Highway Patrol show that we have. You'll see those on the show, and they look pretty schmick. And I saw a BMW X5 getting all stickered up the other day. So, yes, the State Highway Patrol will be driving those around.
And do you know which Merc you're getting?
We don't know yet. They're putting a different engine in it for us.
Wow.
So that's pretty exciting.
That is exciting.
Mm.
I've just gone to sleep.
Yeah.
Poor cat. It's
not a bull. I like the way it looks, but I don't care what kind of car it is.
A Suzuki Baleno.
Oi! I don't have that car. I've got a little Swift.
The equipment I carry weighs more than your car.
All I want to do is I want to be one of the test drivers for it. I think that would just be – I think it would be a nice tricked out car and it would go well. So I'm definitely glad you're getting the Mercedes-Benz.
Yes, it would be very exciting.
Being a bit of a Mercedes-Benz fan.
You are a bit of a Merc freak.
A Benz head.
I know.
Doesn't sound right at all.
Just made it up.
Terms and conditions apply. Yeah.
So what have you got downstairs now?
I'm still in a Holden downstairs. Yeah.
The Holden.
Oh. Yeah.
We're just squeezing as much out of them as we can before we transition.
They can't keep
up at the moment with our... the amount of cars that we need. So we're keeping our Holden a little bit longer.
So you have to wait a little bit longer, Will.
I know.
But you'll be the first to know, second to know.
You're going
to
pull me
over. You'll be the fourth to know. You'll be the 12th to know, I promise.
Apart from talking about wonderful, exciting vehicles, we do have some very important safety messages. So please be safe on the roads over this season, all the time, but over the Christmas holidays and the holiday season, summer.
Mm. And it is really a devastating time. For somebody to die.
Well, it always is.
It will affect Christmases and New Year's and this period of time forever, because this time of the year is not joyous for everybody, and there is nothing worse than somebody not making Christmas, you know, dinner or Christmas lunch. And then, of course, that is just a constant reminder every year. So if you're not thinking about yourself, think about your family and friends, and just take it, like I always say, just take an extra little second and pause and think about what's about to happen. If you've got any signs of fatigue at all, pull over and stop. It's better to get there at some point than not get there at all.
Exactly. And well, look, we don't want to tell you what you've got to do.
I will.
we do try and present you with the issues, and we really encourage you just to talk about, you know, planning your trips, planning your drinking, planning your events, and trying to be safe on the road, not only for yourself but for other people as well. So that's hopefully what we can try and give you all out there. You all engage in conversation and be safer for everybody.
And on a different note, Beck's got a new haircut and I'm going to go rub her head.
I'm not sure if we'll call it a haircut. Is it a haircut or just a – I've just been
and you
shorn.
Do.
I've been shorn. Yeah.
She lets me rub it, so I'm going to.
Do you like my new haircut?
Do you want to – I do. It's extravagantly pink. here's a very quick, funny anecdote. Okay. I shaved my head. I found a mole on my head and I was like, oh, I better go get that checked out. That's not normal and it's a different colour. So I immediately made an appointment. I went into the mole map and said to the lady, well, I've shaved my head and I'm a bit concerned about that. And I was informed quickly that it was an aged spot. So I have an old mole on my head.
It's confession time for Beck.
It is confession time. Please don't judge me, Pam. I'm trying to be as honest as I can. I have an aged spot on my head. I thank you. Good night.
Beck, it has been lovely again having you, and we are going to have you back first thing next year. We can talk more about what's happened out on the roads during the festive season and some safety tips for the rest of the year.
Well, if this is my last time, I'll say Merry Christmas to everyone. Be safe, be happy, be joyous, and have a gin for me.
See you in 2019.
Yes.
Exciting.
And that's it tonight for The Glow Show. Thanks, Gabby. Thanks, Beck. You all have a very safe and wonderful Christmas, and we will be back very soon. Listen to The Glow Show. Join 949.
That's it from us today. Thanks for listening to another Glow Show on Joy. Tonight's episode has just been loaded to the Joy website and our podcast feed on iTunes. So if you missed anything important, you can hear it again now. Please support the volunteers who make the Glow Show happen by subscribing to our podcast and sharing them with your friends on social media. The Glow Show is produced by Will Lansing and Gabrielle Tyack and edited weekly by me, Jason Gibbs. See you next time on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.